It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Right now in Berlin, there's at least one person piecing back together what could be the world's largest puzzle. Listen to this. Millions of documents were shredded in 1990 by the Stasi. That was the secret state police of East Germany, who for more than 40 years spied on and intimidated citizens to protect the East German communist government. After reunification, Germany passed the Stasi Records Act, giving Germans and foreigners the right to view those files that were collected for all those years. The Stasi Records Agency has been at work ever since, trying to put the pieces back together. Dagmar Havestad is a spokesperson for the Stasi Records Agency. Dagmar, welcome.
Hello, Todd.
Millions of documents were shredded, and you're at work physically trying to paste them back together, right?
I know. We've had visitors from far away who thought that was very German of us to try to put even those pieces together. But really, in the peaceful revolution, the Stasi was partly frantically trying to destroy what you could also consider evidence of human rights violations. So they started to destroy their files. They had shredders, but that material is basically gone. And then they started to hand tore files for further burning or even putting it together with water to make a water pulp so it would be indecipherable. So in any case, they got disrupted by the citizens who started to occupy the offices of the Stasi. And so at the beginning of our work, we were left with about 16,000 huge paperbacks filled with hand-torn files. And we've actually literally started putting them back together by hand, which we call the manual reconstruction. And about 10 years ago, we were tasked with a pilot project to figure out if a computer can help with reconstruction of these hand-torn files. And it's called the virtual reconstruction of Stasi records.
So what works better, physical hands and humans poring over torn documents and gluing them back together, or a computer power?
The brain can puzzle together hand-torn files that have been torn once, twice, three times, maybe four. But the Stasi was, on occasion, very thoroughly. You know, the material, there's anywhere from approximately 450 to 600 million pieces to this puzzle. And if they are torn more than four times, down to pieces that are small as a fingernail, the human brain cannot puzzle that back together. So there are certain amounts of this hand-torn file contingent that can only be puzzled back together by a computer.
What kinds of files are we talking about? What kind of information did the Stasi collect on Germans?
These 16,000 bags of hand-torn files are sort of a representation of 40 years of work of a secret police. And what was the Stasi, the Ministry for State Security? It was the secret police of the East German socialist government, and it was tasked to a large degree putting their own people under surveillance, because in order to maintain socialist power over a people, you could not allow a broad array of human rights. If you would speak your mind, and that was critical of the socialist party, you would be defined an enemy of state, and that had to be quelled at the very beginning. So the Stasi had one large tool at their disposal. They recruited informants, they're called unofficial collaborators, that were regular people throughout society who would report on their friends, neighbors, and colleagues, and that information was gathered with the Stasi and put down in reports.
What have you found, whether by human hands or by computer? Has anybody discovered what the Stasi had on them?
We found evidence of state doping practices. We found information on dissidents. We found unofficial collaborators that had been unnoticed or undetected. There is a very prominent case where the manual reconstructs and put together 1,000 pages of a person who had been collaborating with the Stasi from the mid-60s to the very end, so a period of almost 25 years. And his information, in numerous cases, put people in jail and changed the course of their lives tremendously. And we were able to find those people and help them understand who this informant was and gave them clarity about their fate.
Reconstructing the memories of Germany's communist past. What a story, Dagmar Havestad, spokesperson for the Stasi Records Agency. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great day.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.